Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
It's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Karen Cortell Reisman, a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Speak for Yourself. Karen, I need your website. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Speak for Yourself is the website, F-O-R, speakforyourself.com. And we are a communication and consulting company. I work with decision makers. I have myself and my associates, we work with decision makers on how you speak for yourself to make even more money.
And she does it well. The books, the Naked Truth series, videos. She's got a lot of content there, folks, that will benefit you. You'll thank me later for hanging out at speakforyourself.com. So, Karen, we're talking about how to put your best foot forward. And when you're first meeting people, one of the things, bringing this back to our current scenario, as you started out with in the last segment, earlier in the year, when we realized we were all going to be, you know, the economy was being shut down, I told my audience, don't ghost your customers or your prospects. Don't try to sell them anything right now, but stay close to them, because when we come out of this pandemic, people are going to want to go back to work, but they're only going to want to go back to work with people who they think can help them right now. And if you are the one that's been on their mind because you touched base with them, say, hey, how you doing? What can I do to help you? And didn't try to sell them anything during this period. You just demonstrated your values. If you did that in June, they will remember you in October. What do you think?
Absolutely. Nurture these relationships that you have gone overboard to create in the first place, and that you have. So nurture these relationships. And you said, thank you. You gave me a compliment. You said that I'm a content machine.
Yeah.
I would say that continue to dance with the one that brought you. Whatever you do well, continue to do. And I write. I have a blog. I stay in touch with my clients and my prospects, and we have continued to gain clients during this time. We haven't gone anywhere. Just stay the course. Stay the course and stay relevant. Know who they are. Know your clients. Nurture who they are.
Well, that's exactly right. And speaking of that, now coming back to what to our original point, use those people to get in front of these people you want to get into. Use your network, the people that you know to help you get in front of these other folks. So I've got a problem with cold calling. I think cold calling is a fool's errand.
I haven't done a cold call in, I don't know if I ever have, but I certainly don't. I agree with you.
Cold calling is a last-ditch effort. If you got nothing else to do, give it a shot if you want to. But it's always been a low percentage play. And you talked about LinkedIn earlier. You know, if there's someone you think you want to reach out to, don't reach out to them, as you said earlier, I, this is what I can do for you. You should be reaching out to them by saying, we have a mutual friend in Karen Cortell Reisman, blah, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And somehow find a way to connect them. This comes back to the stalking that we talked about earlier. If there's somebody who's that important to you, they're that important a potential prospect to you, they're worth the time it takes. Don't be lazy. Be a professional. They're worth the time it takes to generate some kind of relevance in some fashion or form. What do you think?
If you don't do that, then you will get deleted. And this should be your MO always. If I want to connect in with somebody, it's either a soft connection by an introduction, or I find out about their lives. And it's you're an idiot if you don't
Yeah.
Do the research up front. Do you remember the Hunger Games, that movie, series of movies? I mean, you don't want to get shot. You want,
that's right.
I want you to survive out there.
Well, here's what's said, Karen. You might actually need whatever that person is sending you. You might actually benefit from it. You may want to watch their video. But if they don't give you the first impression that in a way that makes you feel like you should, they're relevant to you, you will delete it. And so what they've done is they've taken a quality, maybe a quality product, maybe something that would cause us to do business forever. They've taken it and they've wrapped it in a lazy approach. What do you think?
Lazy and maybe just a dash of stupid. You've got to make it about them. If somebody has gone to the trouble of researching us and they've read some of our blogs and they know what we do and they have an inkling of my background and our background and what we've done in the marketplace, I will give you my time.
Yep.
Otherwise, I will not. So I guess to conclude with you, we at Speak for Yourself, my organization, we want you, the small business, to survive. And right now, although I say all the time, we're in a minimal attention economy.
Yep.
And the burden is on you to move that needle.
Absolutely.
And you don't have that much time to win our attention.
Karen, I gotta wrap it up. SpeakForYourself.com, Karen Cortell Reisman. You go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. Hey, Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.